Perhaps the greatest strength of the new documentary Switch is that it finds the perfect balance between idealism and pragmatism. Director Harry Lynch claims that this achievement was intentional. He wanted to make a movie that started a practical, scientific-based energy discussion that promoted a message of energy efficiency. So to these ends, the movie is an incredibly successful film.
You know, we tried very hard to not be an alarmist film and to not be a shockumentary. You know, to give you, as best as we could find it, the facts, to present them in a way that was really entertaining and fascinating, but to show that, you know, the future is not all gloom and doom, and we certainly have some challenges ahead of us. So the film tries to convey some optimism towards our future rather than a prediction of gloom and doom. You know, you can find that in lots of other documentaries. You can find that if you read the news. But the truth, we like to believe, is a little bit sunnier than that.
Lynch's co-producer, Dr. Scott Tinker, hosts the film, which takes the viewer inside 26 different energy sites in 11 countries around the world. Some images give you hope for the future, like the Louisiana farmer who's got a stake in the growing biofuel movement. Other images, like shots from the developing countries of Asia, paint a clear picture of how quickly the demand for energy is spiking.
The goal was to explore the world of energy like no film that we had ever seen before, and to go places, to take people places that they'd never been before. So inside a nuclear reactor, you know, on top of a wind turbine at the world's biggest wind farm, into hydro facilities that they've never seen before. And just, you know, going into some of these facilities that are highly, highly restricted. I mean, it's harder to get into them than a maximum security prison. It took us months, sometimes more than a year, to get clearance for these places. So going into any of them was a pretty spectacular thing. So we wanted to, you know, as we explored this energy transition that's happening, we wanted to go and see things and show people things that they would never see otherwise. So make this a spectacular journey around the world that they could participate in.
But as Lynch explains, Switch is just the first stepping stone in a multimedia platform he's helped create.
Switch, the film, is part of the Switch Energy Project. And so the feature film is going out across the country, and it will continue to screen kind of on demand for schools, for groups, and theaters through probably the middle of 2013. So then the website, switchenergyproject.com, has, at the moment, 300 web videos that explore energy in more depth than the film can do, and it's 90 minutes. The website will continue to develop over the next year and a half or so, and that'll include a big efficiency section, more and more kind of article content, and then education content. So any teacher anywhere in the U.S. will be able to download these free, these video-based plans, and either assign them from homework or teach from them in the classroom, and they'll meet teaching standards. So this is a long project that'll be around in people's view until 2015, 2016, something like that.
So from a certain perspective, Switch itself is a reusable commodity that Lynch hopes will have lasting effects. And since Switch is the product of a man who insists on simple, practical ways to handle energy consumption, it seems apropos that Lynch's film ends by advocating for realistic changes in cultural norms.
I think if we look at the future of energy in a very practical way, an information-based way, then we can find a path to that future that is promising. It's slower than most people would think. And there will be challenges with that time frame, for sure, in terms of carbon and population and other things. But we get there. And then the other thing is, of course, efficiency. It is the thing that all of us can do. I don't know about you, but I don't have a coal mine in my backyard. You know, I can't control how much coal is used right there. But I can definitely control how much energy that I use, how much our business uses. And as I get passionate about that, everybody who works with me gets passionate about that. So efficiency is it's the energy policy everybody can love. It reduces emissions, it reduces carbon, it extends supply, it increases security, and it saves money. I mean, how can you not like that? It's cheap, and it can be done immediately. Most energy transitions take decades. You know, we can start saving energy today.
For WWNO, I'm Thomas Walsh. I went to the movie the other night. The plot was groovy. It was out of sight. I sat with my partner.